Hey, 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 this is Al, and let me tell you, nonprofit investigative reporting isn't easy. This work can make us weep, make us sick, make us angry. It demands conviction, time, and money. But we do it because it creates real change. We produce some of our most ambitious projects this year. Stories about migrant children, police reform activists, Amazon data exploiters, rookie doctors, and domestic abuse survivors. We examined how justice works differently for different people. But to keep doing this work in 2022, we need your support. I'm asking you to donate to Reveal today. This is our most important fundraising campaign of the year, and it ends December 31st. Just text the word REVEAL to 474747 right now to donate. If you give $9 a month, we'll send you a Reveal keychain, but you have to donate before 2021 ends. Listener support is how we make the show, so show your support and get a Reveal key ring. Again, just text the word REVEAL to 474747. You can text STOP at any time. Standard data rates apply. Thanks.
Reveal is brought to you by Progressive. Are you thinking more about how to tighten up your budget these days? Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average, and customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts when they sign up. A little off your rate each month goes a long way. Get a quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary. Discounts vary and are not available in all states and situations.
When I lift the blanket, you're going to grab his hand.
Okay, ready.
Too much swelling.
Wrap him up, then get that burn blanket around his leg.
And what's the deal? Let's get out of here.
All right, buddy. We're going to give you a little something for the ride.
Come on, Bram. Open up.
Hang on, y'all.
This is When Lighting the Voids, a special presentation of Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. I'm Al Letson. Today, we bring you an audio drama that deconstructs the mystery around a deadly 2009 explosion at a Mississippi shipyard. It's inspired by one of our investigations and produced by our partners at Storyworks, a documentary theater company. This dramatization is based on real accounts, real events, and real people. People like Clyde Payne, a tenacious OSHA director who investigates the tragedy. Joey Petty, a shipyard painter who risked his life to save people trapped on board the burning ship. And Bram Aides, a young shipyard worker who was caught in the explosion. Our story opens in a hospital burn unit where Bram is lying in bed. He's in a coma, slipping in and out of a dream state. It's the middle of the night, and Bram's mother, Liz, is sitting in the room watching over him.
Bronco with a white top. Metallic Ranchero. A gray beat-up F-150. The McDonald's monster truck with the skull on a roof and them oversized tires. That was your favorite for a while. I can't believe you don't remember them. Remember when Nikki chucked your cars out into the cow field? I know you do. And Nikki was mad at you. So he scattered your Hot Wheels every which way. You were so pissed off. But you stayed out in the cord grass all damn day. On your hands and knees. Son, you didn't give up, and you didn't stop until you found each and every one of them.
Evening, Mrs. Aides.
Evening, Doc.
We're going to have to change Bram's bandages when the next shift starts.
Well, when's that?
Any minute now.
Oh, figured as much.
Can I walk you out?
Nah.
Well, all right. Drive safe, Mrs. Aides. The weather outside is frightful. Weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Da-dee-dee-ba-da-da-dee. Let it snow, let it snow. it snow, let it snow. Da-da.
Santa. Oh. You're here early. Don't take this wrong, but it ain't even Thanksgiving. It was almost Thanksgiving, I guess.
Your chimney's haunted.
Begging your pardon, Santa. If I ever get out of here, I'll take care of that. I promise.
Heard you were laid up.
Been freezing my ass off.
That's not the winter you feel. The chill is from the burns.
I guess I'm pretty messed up, ain't I?
You got some tough going ahead.
You're a little more complicated than those TV specials make you out to be.
Oh, for the kids, we try to keep it simple.
Amen.
You've been good this year.
Thank you, sir.
Brought you something.
You didn't have to.
That's what I do. Merry Christmas, Bram. Ho, ho, ho.
Don't get me wrong, they offered up counseling.
Why didn't you go for it, Mr. Petty?
I needed to work.
Okay.
I needed to feed my family.
You could have gone to therapy while you were working. Isn't that what you're doing now?
You'll see a shrink. They'll run you off straight away.
For seeking therapy after an accident on their job site, which they offered you.
Is that a question?
Joey, they can't fire you for that.
Okay, sure, they did. They can't fire you for seeing a psychiatrist.
Psychologist.
They can't fire you for seeing a psychologist, but they can fire you for putting an air horn back in the wrong locker.
Air horn?
It's a cone attached to a hose for ventilation.
Oh, so you can breathe.
Yes, ma'am, but what I'm getting at is it could be anything. Forgetting to clean out your blasting gun or showing up 2 minutes late for the...
I see.
If you go see a shrink, you're a liability in their eyes, so to speak.
So no one took the therapy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of them guys took it, but they were was sent back to the house real quick over stupid stuff, you know?
Are you saying they got fired?
Not asked back, yeah.
So... that's why you didn't take the therapy.
After working these shipyards for a while, you learn not to show any signs of weakness.
But you
I wasn't going to tell anyone I needed therapy, and besides, I didn't think I needed help at the time.
You are here now, Mr. Petty. Why now?
Here I am. More than a year later. I can still see them guys' bodies like it was yesterday. Just like I remember Bram coming above deck after the fire. And his hands reaching out from the smoke. And his fingernails charred, blood streaming from his fingertips like Spider-Man. So, finally I decided to get some help. On my own, out my own pocket. Because it messes with your mind. And that's why I asked you if you have worked with anyone in the industry before.
I have. But more importantly, I have worked a lot with trauma victims.
Even more important, I need to know that you ain't working with any of these yards.
By law, everything that we discuss here is completely confidential.
Mm-hmm. The law is one thing. I need your word on that before God. I got a wife and 4 kids. They're counting on me. I'm counting on you.
You have my word.
God is your witness.
God, my word. And the law, too.
Moss Point police and emergency crews converged at the Escatapa shipyard after a massive explosion rocked the tugboat Achievement. VT Halter Marine CEO Bill Skinner spoke with reporters in Moss Point.
We haven't identified an exact cause. Shipyards can be dangerous, but all our workers are trained to uphold certain safety standards. We go through safety orientation and have a dedicated safety officer on staff who is working tirelessly to get to the bottom of this. We're deeply concerned about the families, and our sympathy goes out to them at this time.
3 confirmed victims were taken to Singing River Hospital, and another was airlifted to the USA Burn Unit in Mobile, Alabama.
Ed Folk here.
Hello, Ed. Bill Skinner.
I don't get too many 911 calls, so let's just go to it, huh?
Sure. I'm the CEO for VT Halter Marine in Mississippi, and we just had a very large explosion over at our Escatapa yard.
You lose any guys?
At least two. I got EMTs on site right now.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
We need strong legal representation. I heard you're the guy when it comes to defending the smaller yards like ours.
Non-union.
Correct. Non-union. We got a small staff. Nothing like Ingalls or Austell.
No, I understand, but I don't come cheap.
Hoping to get what I pay for.
Well, you will. Who's handling the case?
Clyde Payne. He's the area director in Jackson, I believe.
Tell you what, Bill. You book me a flight.
Yes, sir.
Before you do, though, one question. Were you on the site when the explosion took place?
No.
Okay, how about your safety officer? Bill, please tell me that you have a safety officer on your staff.
I do, but she wasn't there either.
Business class, window seat, and don't go anywhere. I got some ducks that you're going to need to get in a row before tomorrow morning. I'll text you.
Joey, you said that it feels like the explosion happened yesterday.
Oh, not exactly. It's more like close my eyes at night. The whole series of events, it just keeps playing over and over again, like a skipping CD. It never goes away.
Those are symptoms of trauma, possibly PTSD.
Come on now. I didn't get burned, no concussion or nothing.
You were in a horrific situation that you couldn't process in the moment. The problem is you have not been allowing that process to happen. You work, you stay busy, but whenever you slow down, it is right there waiting for you, and it always will be, until you give your mind the chance to heal.
You gonna put me on some meds? I don't want to turn into no vegetable.
Everyone is different. Some people shut down, get depressed and isolate. Others get anxiety, become hypervigilant, angry, even violent. Pretty extreme differences. I'm not going to recommend anything until we've talked about your situation.
Sounds like feeding the beast, as they say.
Don't throw those bandages away.
You won't be needing them, Bram.
Why not?
You're on the mend. Have a look.
These ain't my legs.
Well, sure they are.
These are hog legs.
Use them or lose them, Bram.
What happened to my legs?
They still work, don't they?
Santa, they ain't mine.
Yes, they are. But you got new skin on account of the burns. Look at your hands. Took skin off your backside and used some pig skin, too.
What about my face?
Burn Doc thinks you blocked the flames with your hands.
They look like waffles or something.
Ah, don't think about that now. Best to start walking.
I seen the light.
It's not your time, Bram. Now, rest up, son.
Goodbye.
Don't even look at that light, Bram. It's not your time.
Hang on a second, Joey. Help me understand the purpose of these empty compartments.
Ships carry different types of fluids in different tanks. Fuel oil, diesel oil, gas oil, fresh water, salt water. You don't want to mix them together under any conditions. So, you got these tanks, and they're called voids, which are basically empty compartments between larger spaces on a ship. Some call them cofferdams. Probably because each section really is about the size of a coffin.
Why would you need to work inside of one?
Before a ship gets launched, the void needs to be blasted, buffed, cleaned, sealed, painted, everything we do to the rest of a ship. Working in the voids is for smaller guys, like myself, because it's a cramped space. And big fellas can't even fit down in them. Explosion happened in the port side of the lower bottom voids, but the following week, We still had to finish the lower bottoms on the starboard side.
So the boat didn't blow up in the explosion?
No. We was back working on that boat a week afterward.
Everyone?
Everyone who survived wasn't injured.
And OSHA was still investigating the accident.
Yeah, that took 6 months. But the show must go on.
Son of a mother. Found it.
They got someone to let you in?
God willing and the creek don't rise.
All right. Call me when you're done, boss.
Afternoon. Claude Payne, Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
ID, please.
Y'all closed down today?
On account of the accident.
Here you go.
See that lot on the right? Just parked there. They on their way.
Thank you.
Welcome to VT Halter.
Clyde Payne, OSHA Area Director.
Bill Skinner, CEO.
Morning, Bill.
Clyde, this is Ed Folk.
Morning, Clyde.
Morning, Ed.
Y'all know each other?
Of course. It's good to see you again.
Everybody at OSHA knows Ed, head of OSHA under George W. and all. I didn't realize you were working with VT Halter.
I retired last year. Now I'm over at Fisher Phillips in Atlanta.
Okay, right. I forgot about your law degree. Didn't take you long to move over to the private sector.
You know Obama wasn't going to hire me. And a man does have to make a living.
That's what those young men were thinking when they showed up to work on Friday.
Well, we're all here to make sure that that does not happen again.
I'm going to hold you to that.
You hold me to it. We're going to get a lot more accomplished if we work together.
That's good to hear. So now that I have your full cooperation, let's get down to a few questions.
Just you today?
Today, yes.
Today.
Whenever you have a fatality, or in this case, fatalities plural, we dedicate more resources and manpower. A few general questions. Where did the explosion take place?
In the engine room of the Achievement.
Tugboat.
Correct.
And did you witness the incident?
Not directly. No.
Were you on site at the time?
No, sir.
Okay, then. Anecdotally speaking, can you tell me what happened?
We believe it was a gas fire. Huge, but it burned itself out quick. You got your main propulsion engine right there, switches between diesel and heavy fuel, which luckily didn't catch. Otherwise, we wouldn't be standing here.
Did the fire cause that damage I saw on the port side hull?
No, sir.
Unfortunately, the emergency crews had to cut out that section of the hull in order to remove Dwight Monroe, one of the deceased.
They had to cut into the hull? Why is that?
The body was difficult to get to.
As I'm sure you know, the access opening to the void is very small.
Did you have guys in here?
Yes, sir. They were prepping the voids and the engine room to be sprayed.
Sprayed?
Painted.
How many guys?
We're still trying to determine who was working here at the exact moment of the explosion.
I'm going to need that list of names ASAP.
Absolutely.
And do you access the voids from the engine room?
Yes, sir. There's only one entry point on the port side, which is right here.
Okay, I see.
If you need to get down there, I can help you.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be necessary. Can't hardly see a thing. Y'all got a flashlight?
Here you go.
This is the only opening?
Yes, sir. On the port side.
And it runs forward all the way to the bow, which is where they had to cut out the deceased.
Mr. Monroe, yes.
Doesn't look like you'd even be able to stand up.
No, sir. It's just a crawl space.
About 2 or 3 feet of clearance, typical dimensions for a cofferdam on a tug.
Sure is tidy in here. It's hard to believe this is where it happened. Cleanest job site I've seen in a long time.
Well, Clyde, now you know how flash fires are. They burn up those vapors real quick.
What's that sound I'm hearing?
Blowers, right?
2 blowers and 1 dust collector.
See, they've been running blowers all night to clear out any smoke and residual fumes.
Same blowers you were using yesterday for ventilation.
As far as I know. Mona may have moved one over from another vessel after the explosion to make sure everything was completely safe.
Mona?
Mona Dixon. She's our safety officer.
Was she on site at the time of the explosion?
No, sir.
Who was supervising your yard yesterday, Mr. Skinner?
Danny Cobb. Cobb is one of our most knowledgeable guys. He's been working in these yards a long time.
Was he injured?
No, he wasn't.
But he was one of the first to respond after the incident.
Is he around?
We gave all our guys the day off.
Of course.
Now, the workers need time to grieve, and V.T. Halter has offered to provide the employees with counseling as well.
When do you expect Carl to be back? Sounds like he should be one of our first interviews.
Of course.
And these blowers? The ones going right now? You say a few of these were going at the time of the explosion.
We'll be back with more when Lighting the Voids in just a minute. This is Reveal.
It's the time of year for family, and SelectQuote reminds listeners that life insurance can be a gift that keeps on giving. For over 35 years, SelectQuote is where customers can shop multiple life insurance carriers in one place. Learn more at SelectQuote.com.
If you like what we do and you want to help, well, it's pretty simple. Just write us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's easy and only takes a few seconds. Just open the Apple Podcasts app on your phone, search for Reveal, then scroll down to where you see Write a Review. And there, tell them how much you love the host. Your review makes it easier for listeners to find us. And, well, it really does make a difference. And if you do it, you will get a personal thank you from me. Like, right now. Like, thank... You. Yes, you. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Ledson. Today, we're bringing you an audio drama, When Lighting the Voids, from our partners at Storyworks. It's inspired by our investigation into an explosion at a Mississippi shipyard that left two people dead and others seriously injured. The story picks up with a flashback to the day of the incident. A group of yard workers are gathered around Danny Cobb as he passes out job assignments for the day.
Morning, boys. Busy day ahead. Main job is getting the achievement prepped for spring. The bulk of you, Nettles, Bram, and y'all, mask off that whole engine room fore to aft, top to bottom, corner to corner. Each one of them electric panels is gonna be taped off nice and clean. Dwight, Juan, Alex, y'all gonna be in the port side voids making sure it's ready for paint. I need you to buckeye them weld seams, knock off all that rust, and make sure everything's cleaned out, spotless, with MEK.
Yes, Mr.
Now, when that's done, I'm going to have Petty spray it this afternoon. After that, I want y'all to come and get me so I can check it. Bill Skinner just pulled up, so y'all be on your best. Well, all right, let's get to it. Morning, Mr. Skinner.
Morning.
Everything okay?
You tell me, Cobb.
Hurricane set us back a few days, but we made up some time yesterday on that Crowley hole.
How about the achievement prep?
Oh, I got guys in the engine room right now, plus a few in the voids. Should be ready for spraying by noon.
I haven't looked at your budget yet. What's the latest?
Oh, we had to pay out some overtime this week, but we're coming in under budget on gear, sand, paint, etc. This tug is gonna be in the water on time if I have to camp out in the wheelhouse.
You're speaking my language.
I'm speaking the truth. Next year, this time, we'll be working for the Navy.
The subs are worth their weight in gold.
We're gonna get that contract.
You got more faith in Uncle Sam than I do, but we got a shot.
No doubt.
All right, that does it for me. Gotta run.
Nettles and Eights, y'all gotta wrap those electrical panels in plastic. boil them wires and tape off the valve.
Yes, Mr.
Yes,
Carr.
Mr. Carr. Ponytail. Y'all got a... I was stressed because I thought I was going to be late to work.
He sent you back to the house, man.
The entire ride over here, she said things you should never say.
Yeah, I'm sure you said a few things of your own.
I did. Mm-hmm. But you just don't say certain things, no matter how bad it gets.
Like what?
I wish he was dead.
That's the nicest thing she said.
Damn, that's cold.
Hey, do you smell something?
Man, it smells like trouble. And it's always something with you, too. Seriously, man, have you ever thought about calling it off?
Nah, man. I love her kids just like they was mine, but that's not what I'm getting at. Butterscotch and acetone. You don't smell that?
You need a light? Mr. Kyle. Mr. Kyle.
What's up, Petty? You done?
Hull is ready for them guys to come over and clean it.
They finished in the voids?
No, sir, no. I'd say they got about another 30.
30?
Yes, sir, yeah. Thing is, they ain't got no blowers or fans down there.
Hmm.
Oh, I was hoping to go get a blower or a fan from the locker before I went down there.
Can't do it.
How you mean?
Wish I could, but I can't open up that tool room.
I ain't going down there without no fan.
I ain't asking you to get over there, Petty.
I got you on that point.
Tell you what, I'm done with all the crafty delays. So put on your fancy mask and get it done.
I ain't spraying without no ventilation.
You can go and try and find yourself some ventilation.
You know I can't get in that tool room without you opening.
Like I said, you can go and find something. But I need you down there spraying when them guys are done. Rumor has it, that should be in about 30 minutes.
Cobb wouldn't let you into the tool locker?
Said he couldn't open it.
So you went to look for one on another job site?
Same yard, different side.
But you weren't supposed to be there.
I wasn't not supposed to be there, Doc.
So, wait, what's an air horn again?
Looks like a cone, which you attach to a hose. And then that hose is attached to an air compressor. It's nothing compared to the gear we should have been using, but an air horn was the best I could do. The messed up thing, they were brand new masks and air horns just rusting away in that tool room. And there I was trying to scavenge somebody else's. I knew there might be one in an overturned Crowley Hall on the south side of the yard. Figured I could borrow it while I sprayed the voids.
Was anyone down there?
No one. When I think back on it, the hair stands up on the back of my neck. I was walking on the ceiling of an upside-down ship in the pitch-black darkness. You follow? They had all these exposed nails sticking up from the floor. Side panels. Did you ever see one of those Freddy Krueger movies from back in the day?
I can't believe you had to work that hard just to find a mask.
Working like a Hebrew slave was nothing new, but getting down on my chest, crawling across the ceiling on a bed of nails? Well, that was a first. I scooted further aft, scanning from side to side, you know, with my headlamp, until I finally found it. Like the Holy Grail, just hanging on a 6-inch nail. At the time, I was cursing my fate in that overturned Crowley Hall. But the good Lord was looking after me that day.
God dang, you don't smell that.
I don't smell nothing. Except them stinky old boxers. Oh,
man. Yeah. More like those socks you've been wearing for like a month straight.
Oh, these here? Brand spanking new. Walmart, $3.
Seriously, man, that's M.E.K.
Man, I can't smell a thing. But then again, I ain't got no sense of smell. I tell you what, though, they got them wrong lights.
How do you mean?
They just got them regular bulbs.
Who's down there?
Dwight, Alex, I don't know, maybe Juan.
And you didn't say nothing?
I don't get in other people's business, man.
Not me, I love getting in other people's business. Hey, people! Y'all need fresh air, in and out!
I walked in here, what am I reading? When I'm done here. So if you're asking me, I want you to know.
Hey, people! Y'all need fresh air, in and out!
Acho, sí, esa canción está bien buena.
Love that song.
Even my mom likes it, man.
Your mom listens to Linkin Park?
Oh, I made her listen. She's visiting from Florida. Bless you.
I didn't sneeze.
Well, bless you anyway.
Hold on. I thought you were from Puerto Rico.
I am, but my mom and my sister and me moved here a few years ago.
Oh, so you were jamming out with your mom.
We stayed up last night going through old photos, man. I must have heard that song 5 times. I don't think she got it at first, you know? Then she finally said, that is a good message in that song.
What's the lead singer's name again?
Chester Bennington.
I heard he almost quit music before he joined Linkin Park.
Okay?
Yeah, his first band never went anywhere.
Hey, it just goes to show, man.
Seriously, man, it's making me sick to my stomach.
I couldn't smell a strip of bacon if you stuck it in my nose. But I tell you one thing, they done brought the wrong lights down there.
Hey, people! Y'all got the wrong lights!
Okay!
I'm not messing around, y'all!
Okay, we hear you, bro!
Y'all need fresh air, in and out!
Yo, man, go take 5. Listen to your lungs, you need some fresh air. Go on! I'm right behind you!
You coming?
Right behind you!
Hey! I know y'all can hear me!
I'm coming, I'm coming!
I shouldn't be smelling this the way I am.
Where are you?
Sure took your sweet time.
Be cool, bro. I can barely turn around down here.
Hey, pass me that light.
Okay. Hold on.
Careful now. You see my hand?
Yeah. You got it?
I got it.
Thanks.
Listen to yourself, man. I told you that was too strong.
I'm going to get some air.
And grab them explosion-proof bulbs on your way back.
Got it.
Lay that lamp down over there. Don't turn it off, it might spark.
Yo, Juan, it's Alex down there.
Yeah, and the light is too somewhere.
Hey, Alex! Pass up them lights!
Anyone down there?
Dead. Dead.
What's dead?
Everything's dead.
Help!
Hey, Nettles, get him to the guard shack.
Let's just get you to the shack. Hey, we got guys in the void.
Okay, how many?
I don't know.
Call 911. Nettles, you meet me down now.
Hang on to that air horn. We're going to use some of that air.
Where the hell's Cobbett?
Oh, I don't know.
My hands.
Just move your legs, man. Go with one. I'm going below.
Engine room! Hey, Nettles, put your headlamp on. It's pitch black.
You see him?
Nah, man. I'm going down in the void, all right?
Hey, I'll feed the hose to you. Take a breath before you give him a breath, and then be careful. It might explode again.
Hey, Nettles, don't leave me, man.
I got you. Hey, man.
Hey. Hey, you all right? Can you hear me, man?
Petty, you see him?
Oh, hey, man. Hey, we gonna get you out of here. He's knocked out. I'm gonna give him some air. Come on. I don't think he's breathing.
Yeah, he's gotta be dead. Anybody else down there? Where's Monroe?
No, not in here.
Nah, he could be further forward.
Let's get this guy out first.
You all right, Petty?
Oh, man.
Petty, talk to me.
I just tried to grab his belt. Ain't no belt. It's just his buckle burned through his stomach.
Oh, God damn it all. Petty, how we gonna get him up through the hole?
I'm gonna tie my sweatshirt around his chest, reach down in here, and grab him by the top of the arms of the sweatshirt.
Grab him by the top of the arms of the sweatshirt. I got you.
Yeah. I think his joints are all shot. Nettles, he's like a bag of bones. So don't grab him by his hands or nothing.
All right, get some of that light from your headlamp on him if you can.
All right, hold up. Come on, man. Nettles, grab him.
I got him.
All right. Easy.
Up we go.
Easy.
Oh, mother of mercy, I can't even tell who he is.
You're listening to When Lighting the Voids. We'll be back with more in a minute.
Do you want to know more about how we do what we do? Well, our weekly newsletter takes you behind the scenes. Our investigations change laws, minds, and sure, we like to say it, the world. Be among the first to read them. Just text newsletter to 474747. You can text stop at any time. Standard data rates apply. Again, text newsletter to 474747. From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Letson. And now, the final act of our audio drama, When Lighting the Voids, from our partners at Storyworks. We're at the V.T. Halter Shipyard on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, the site of a deadly explosion. OSHA's on the scene investigating, and Joey Petty is back on the job. He's painting the same ship that was in flames just 1 week earlier. His boss, Danny Cobb, walks up on him.
Joey! Hey, Joey!
Yes, Mr. Cobb.
They need you over at the Moss Point Yard ASAP.
They can't wait like 15 minutes?
They're gonna need a final coat on the pump room cofferdam before inspection tomorrow. It's going to take the rest of the day.
I thought they just had an inspection.
Didn't pass. They got another one tomorrow.
You sure this ain't got nothing to do with them OSHA guys over there investigating the explosion?
Them guys ain't none of your concern.
If they got something to do with the explosion, you best believe
it. Best to believe you got nothing to say. Unless they ask you.
They ain't gonna ask me over in Moss Point.
But sooner or later, they will. But you stick to the questions and keep your opinions to yourself.
Ain't got no opinions.
Good.
Just facts, Mr. Kyle. Got plenty of facts.
A job and a paycheck. Two facts you best keep in mind.
Sam.
Sorry I missed you, Clyde.
Got a pen?
At my computer.
Let's do the numbers.
Hit me.
We got toluene at 8 times the permissible exposure limit, acetone at 14 times the PEL, and methanol at 600 times the PEL, and that's based on conservative calculations.
Holy shit.
If fire didn't kill them, the fumes would have. Lord have mercy.
How do you want to handle this one?
My recommendation to the OSHA board. Make Halter purchase tracking software at all 3 sites and put that under the purview of the tool room. Specifically, that each tool must be logged with an ID number and that, quote, painters shall not check out lights unless they're explosion-proof.
Wait, hang on.
All those masks and blowers ain't worth a damn unless they make it out of the locker.
Amen to that.
Mandatory meetings and confined space training for all employees.
We're looking at $1.3 million in fines.
Sounds like a lot, but you know Ed will try to downgrade.
He knows the drill. Be lucky if they pay $1 million when all is said and done.
Over my dead body. I'm flying to D.C.
Good morning. Welcome to Alaska Airlines Flight 529.
In my report, I documented 17 willful and 11 serious violations. V.T. Halter was aware of the hazard and knowingly and willfully sent those boys into a confined space with an explosive and highly toxic atmosphere. They failed to test or prevent entry into that confined space where the concentration of flammable vapors exceeded prescribed limits hundreds of times over. They permitted workers to use lights that were not explosion-proof, which is one of the most basic precautions imaginable. The resultant fire killed Alex Caballero and Dwight Monroe and seriously injured two others. Ladies and gentlemen of OSHA, I would urge you to move forward with all of the fines outlined before you, every single one. Uphold the requested penalty of $1.3 million and send a clear message to the entire industry. Loss of life cannot be considered a natural cost of building ships. Workers and families across the Gulf Coast are counting on us to lay down the law.
OSHA never interviewed you?
Eventually, yeah. Seemed like every time OSHA showed up, I was needed in one of the other yards right away. What could I tell them anyhow?
Sounds like you're pretty angry at OSHA.
The best we got when it comes to safety. I don't mean it's perfect, but like the good book says, love thy friend, thy neighbor, and thy enemy. I don't hold it against them personally. That's on V.T. Halter.
Well, that's a pretty generous outlook.
Well, comes around, goes around.
But how about the guys that died? Nothing came around for them.
You got me there.
Did the families of the deceased ever get any kind of settlement or anything? I've read that you can't even sue a shipyard.
Oh, you can sue a shipyard. But not if you work for them. It's pretty messed up. Employees can get workers' comp, disability, but then you ain't working for no shipyard again. You're a marked man, so to speak.
That's all I remember. I was hollering at them to give me them lights and to get out, but they gave me a light all right. Fire come out that hole. I put my hands down and I threw my head back to shield my face, but once it come up, I was locked in that one position for what felt like 5 minutes. It wasn't that long, though, because the explosion threw me back about 10 foot. I replay it every day. The tangerine light, putting my hands down to shield my face, turning my head away from the fireball all day, every day. It never stops and it never goes away.
Graham, is that you?
All right, I gotta go, Santa. Okay, but you call me back. It's been too long.
Who you talking to?
No one.
You was talking to someone.
Calling me a liar?
I just heard you talking is all.
I was leaving a voicemail.
Of course you was. No one's gonna pick up the phone at this hour.
Couldn't sleep last night.
Then go in my bedroom and close the shades.
I'm good here.
You ain't good. Son, you're stuck.
All day, every day. It never stops and it never goes away.
I know.
You don't know.
I don't know it like you know it, but I can't tell you how many times you...
You have no f***ing idea.
Take it easy. You're under my roof. I am not criticizing. I'm just saying you gotta get up and try. A job's not gonna come find you.
No f***.
I said take it easy.
That's what I'm trying to do. Take it easy.
What about that security job?
Turned in an application.
It's been a week. Give them a call.
They gonna do like everyone else. Wonder why I ain't worked 10 years. I tell them about my injury. They say they'll call me, and then they don't.
For the roofing and the shipbuilding jobs, I get it. You've been blackballed, but this is security work.
At a concrete yard. It's all the same folks. Word gets around.
Son, I know you've been through things that I will never understand. But attitude is everything. God don't give us challenges we can't overcome.
God saved me, but he damned me at the same time. Sometimes I think maybe I killed them guys. If I hadn't asked them to change the lights, they might have just finished up and gone on about their business.
Or maybe those fumes would have built up even more. Or maybe Juan would have died along with you and everyone in that engine room. Your intentions were pure. You can't doubt yourself in that way.
It can't be helped.
It can. You're feeling guilty because you survived when others died. But no one blames you except yourself. You may have lost that suit with Halter, but that's because they're protected by a bad law. This burden ain't yours to bear. Son, you got to see someone. You got to talk to a psychologist or...
That's not my thing, and you should know that by now.
People change. People have to change, and your life won't change unless you change the way you've been living. You have to adapt. And if you can come back from all them burns, you can do anything you put your mind to.
I'll call him, okay?
There you go.
But I ain't talking to no shrink.
You quit.
I quit.
What happened?
Nothing happened.
Something happened.
What made you say that?
It just feels sudden. I'm not judging your decision, but honestly, I'm shocked.
After all we talked about in here, I'm shocked. You're shocked.
I'm not surprised that you wanted to quit, just that you did. That's all I meant when I said that something must have happened.
It's true. Something did happen. 2 decades happened. I got the lungs of a senior citizen. I'm done working them shipyards.
You sound really clear about it. But what about your family? Is your wife working?
Yeah. I'm going to be helping her with her business a little bit. But, I've been getting into Bitcoin.
So you're investing in cryptocurrency?
Been making more in 1 week than I made in a month working in them shipyards.
I don't know much about investing, but when I hear about Bitcoin, I can't help but think if it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is.
I worked hard for my money. I ain't gonna throw it all at just any one thing. Did an interview with a reporter from California a few weeks ago.
Interview?
She'd been investigating the explosion.
How did it go?
I recounted that story so many times, I could probably do a TED Talk.
And no flashbacks or anything?
Smooth sailing.
What's the story about, exactly?
Shipyards. There have been other accidents. At Halter. Lee Thibodeau, sandblaster helper, got killed on the job in 2012. Another guy got crushed by a crane that tipped over. Navy don't care. Awarded them a huge contract just 1 month after the explosion. You know, Halter only paid $800,000 in fines when all was said and done. Is that the price of 2 lives and all those injuries?
Did you tell the journalist?
She knew. It's public record.
So you feel okay about this article?
I told her that a lot of people around here won't take kindly to the media attention on the shipyards. They're going to see it as a threat to their livelihood. But is a man's livelihood worth more than his life?
Did you say that?
I did. You take your life into your hands when you work in these yards. I don't want to see people out of work. I don't want to see the yard shut down. I don't want to see the government regulate every single breath that a man takes. But we got to keep folks safe. I'm not sure how to do that. It's above my pay grade. I tell you what, though. The Navy should be giving contracts to yards who look after their people.
I got your message, Bram.
Which one?
The one you sent.
There you go again, speaking in riddles.
I get a lot of messages. Each one is important.
I get a lot of messages, too. But they're all the same.
It's good to see you. Season's greetings.
Did you even listen to my messages, though?
It took me a while, but I listened to them all.
Well, what'd you think?
I think you've been through a lot this year. I understand why you've done what you've done.
Do you?
I've been lost myself. On more than one occasion.
I hear you, but you got steady work, a good woman, a reindeer, elves.
You have a family, your own camp, a bulldog, and a truck.
That all you came here for? A list of things I should be happy about? Is that all you're good for? High hopes and cheerful nonsense?
Is that all you've got? Excuses? things you expect me to do for you?
I don't expect no one to do nothing for me. I'm just looking for something I lost.
You've gone through hell. Folks have done you wrong and you didn't get what you deserved. But I've seen a lot of guys and you're tougher than most of them.
At one time, maybe.
When you get old like me, you gotta be tough in new ways. Which makes it even tougher.
Riddles!
No one built me a workshop in the middle of the North Pole. And I'm just expected to keep it going. Counted on, year after year. Meanwhile, my property is melting, mostly on account of the parents of all the kids that I love. Now there's a dilemma for you to ponder. Doesn't get easier.
No, it don't.
You'll find a way.
What if I don't?
There are no guarantees.
Time will tell, I guess.
It's not your time, Bram.
It sure ain't.
The night before Bram died, I dreamt I saw him in a gray coffin, same color as the gulf itself. God gives us clues to prepare us for what lies ahead. How else do you explain my dream? It came out of the blue. I got a call from a nurse over at Singing River Hospital. Bram had gone into cardiac arrest and he was in a coma. I couldn't talk. Couldn't breathe. I just lost it. Thought they had the wrong kid. He hung on for a day. And at one point, his heart rate went up, which the doctor said was a good sign. But hours later, he just crashed. 5 times. They tried to resuscitate him, but after that, I told them, stop. Just stop. The second you're born, you start dying. I just have to believe that his work was done. It don't make it no easier.
Thanks to our partners at Storyworks for bringing us today's show. When Lighting the Voids was created by John Bernson and Jenna Welch, John also wrote, scored, and designed the show. Jenna was a producer and director. You can learn more about their work at storyworkstheater.org. Thanks to sound engineers Zari Moore, Derek Richardson, and Jason Kick. Assistant director was Deanna Malone, and special thanks to Gorthel Clark. Our actors were Lisa Shattuck, Robert Parsons, Alec Barnes, Todd Damore, Sherry Marina, Chris Phillips, Aaliyah Wright, Frederick Mead, Beth Bartley, Kayla Banks, Zachary Page Westbrook, Christopher Robinson, Eduardo Lucan, and Alexandra Lofton. The story was inspired by reporting from Reveal's Jennifer Gollin. We also want to thank Dillard University and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation for the support of today's show. Support for Reveal is provided by the Reva and David Logan Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Jonathan Logan Family Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Heising Simons Foundation, the Hellman Foundation, the Democracy Fund, and the In As Much Foundation. I'm Al Edson, and remember, there's always more to the story.
From PRX.